Welcome back to a super fantasy football show. Randy, what a wild week we had.
John, what a wild week, buddy. What a wild week. We had our first tie of the year, and a couple of these games were pretty close up until the end.
And some much better, much higher scores this week, too, I was happy to see. We got 161 out of Cracker Barrel CEO. Still a stupid fucking name. And 137 out of the Running Fools. That was that was nice to see. And then, of course, my tie with the with Oink, 97. Was that the low score on the week?
That was the lowest tied for second game. Lowest. Yeah, it's tied for second lowest.
Sis got jeans.
While we're on that topic, you want to jump right into your game versus Oink?
Yeah, I'm too excited to talk about the games. We got an exciting show coming up real quick, though. We're going to talk games. We got a couple guests this episode. Of course, we're going to talk SRK, and then we'll make picks and probably talk more SRK after that. So, but you're right, Lorando. We got a guest coming up soon. So let's get into the games. First game, Oink versus Iron City Oliphants. Like you said, tie at 97 points, Rando.
And it really came down to the wire. I'm trying to see here. Last night you had Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen was the last player to play, and
Collins. You had two Monday nights.
I had three Monday nights. I had Nico Collins and Emeka Buka, the 7 o'clock Monday night game, and then Keenan Allen wrapping things up while I was fast asleep at the 10 o'clock Monday night game, which I think should be illegal.
Oh, yeah. That is absolutely bonkers. They're 10 o'clock East Coast start time, 10 o'clock for a Monday night football game. Who's watching that?
Nobody. No one even in Los Angeles even.
So, John, how many points were you down going into last night, or did you have the lead?
I did not have the lead. Oink had, I think, about 14, 15 points on me, 12 to 15 going into Monday night. He also had two players to play. He had, who did he have? Oh, his kicker, Chase McLaughlin, and Bucky Irving. So, yeah, I knew I had some work to do. The two early touchdowns, Nico Collins and Emeka Buka scored really early in the game. So that was awesome. That made me feel a lot better. And then they didn't do a goddamn thing. And it came down to Keenan Allen. And he got 14.5, which was just enough to tie us at a pathetic 97.
That's wild to me. I thought for sure the commissioner was going to pull some kind of, what do they call it, stat correction magic.
Oh, yeah, right.
And somehow he'd finagle his way into a win. But, it's wild to me that this game came down to a tie. I thought for sure I was going to wake up and one of you was going to win by a few points.
Yeah.
And it looks like for you, because I'm looking at David's bench, there's not a whole lot more David could have done by, like, swapping someone out on the bench to, like, get the win. But it looks like for you, had you just started Bo Nix, you would have got the win this week.
Yeah, a lot of what ifs over on the Iron City Oliphants. If we had any other quarterback starting, if Derrick Henry had scored more than two fucking points in a week, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, against Cleveland. I mean, I don't want to. In a game where they scored, it looks like 41 points.
They scored 41 points, and Derrick Henry had 2 points.
Derrick Henry's stat line.
I had such a bad early set of games that I texted Dave that I was going to be impressed if I put up 50 points. And then it seems like at that point, I feel like things just switched. And my later game guys did really well. And, I mean, he's got some duds over there, too. At only 10 points from Josh Allen, that's insane. 8 points from Kyren Williams. You know, decent, but you expect him to get more. So, yeah, tough. Let's not linger on this one too much because we got guests. But that was a tough loss. Both teams are 1-0-1 to start the season.
Don't feel rushed, John. Our first guest can wait. He's on our clock now.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But I don't want to focus on that trash game too much. Which game you want to talk about next?
Let's move on to let's get the Running Fools and Sid's Got Jeans out of the way.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's do the blowouts, then we'll close out with the close game. All right, so Running Fools put up 137, as I said, to Sid's Got Jeans. Only 89, and the losing streak continues.
Wild to me that we're heading into week three, and we're still talking about how this man has not won a fantasy football game since, what did we say it was, October, November of 2023?
Yeah, sometime in 2023.
It's wild to me that he still has not won a fantasy football game yet. And you can tell that over there in Green Tree, frustration is starting to boil over.
I mean, how can it not? This, I mean, yeah, for his team to put up as low of a score, only getting 89, that was the week's low. Mm-hmm. That's surprising in and of itself, because you got Jalen Hurts in a win, Josh Jacobs in a win. Ashton Jeanty, only rookie, so you know maybe there's some volatility there, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a solid looking lineup, and it's gonna happen at some point this year, right?
it's gotta happen. Hey, fantasy football, she's a fickle bitch. It's a tough one. Some weeks you think you got it in the bag, and you put up 89 points.
Yeah, it's going up against a tough opponent, though, in the Fools. But, yeah, go ahead,
especially Randy. With Brian's team, you had – I mean, he was hitting on all cylinders. Herbert had 18 points. McCaffrey had 18.9. Oh, wait. That's projection. My bad. Herbert had 18 points. McCaffrey had 19 points. Alvin Kamara, 12. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god, 33.5 points.
Damn.
I mean, and if you go down the list – J.K. Dobbins produced with 13.5, Nick Chubb at 13 points, and Chris Boswell, the serial kicker, 12 points. Another great week for Boswell.
Yeah, he really was hitting on all cylinders, getting double digits almost everywhere. Justin Jefferson only getting 9.5, so just barely outside of that. Ladd McConkey getting 6.5, but my goal for every player is like let's get double digits. If everyone gets double digits, we'll have a fine day. And correct. The Fools did that, and then some, with most of their players, and obviously 33.5 out of the sun.
Is it too early yet, John, to say that Brian, after starting the season 0-1, is Brian back?
I mean, I think he put his team on the map again for sure. If these old fucks can hold up all season,
he got the week one jitters out.
He's a scary team to play for sure.
Oh, definitely. When you can go out and score 137 points just like that, I mean, Brian's team is still, it's dangerous.
Yeah, you can never count out the Fools. All right, do you want to get to our next blowout? Cracker Barrel CEO versus Technical Fouls.
What a game. Another one that, another one. Another high-scoring affair here.
And this one is a little different because Cracker Barrel CEO increases to 2-0, which is good for first in the East. And technical fouls fall to 0-2, and they're last in the East. And that's a team that we were pretty high on coming into the year.
Okay.
Before we get too far, do you want to talk about the pick record? Because I think I picked this one correctly, which is my only game that I predicted correctly.
Yeah, this was the only game this week that you picked correctly, and not to sidetrack, but this week in the picks, I went 3-1, same as what I did in week one. John, you went 1-3, and our guest picker, Tom, he went 2-2, which brings me and you to our season totals of I'm 6-2 on the year, and you're 2-6.
And we gave that tie a loss for everybody. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you picked them to win, we gave you a loss. And if you picked them to lose, we gave you a loss.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
A tie is a tie. It's not a win. It's not a loss. It's a tie. Okay. It's its own thing.
So you gotta call it in the picks if you're predicting a tie.
Yeah, I'd be pretty hard to call, but could happen. I like it, though. You never know.
I like it. But anyway, yeah. I think we all knew this was going to be a tough game for the technical fouls. But I didn't follow this one very closely. I can't imagine it was ever particularly close.
Yeah, I don't believe this game was ever close.
And that's tough. That's a tough way to lose a fantasy football game. Obviously, the 0-2 fouls, there's got to be some concern over there, but still a really solid team. What, how concerned are you about the fouls making the playoffs, Rando?
The fouls just got to get the right pieces to the puzzle in place here. You know what? If you look at it, any other week, Matt, if he's playing Sid's Got Jeans, if he's playing me, if he's playing Eric, he wins his ball game.
Yeah, that's very true.
He's right there. He was just up against a juggernaut in Tom, and Tom's team again was another one of those teams that was just firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, and I'm seeing A.J. Brown only getting 4.5 points this week for the fouls and only getting 0.5 point last week for the fouls. I mean, hopefully that's not that you'd think that would turn itself around at some point.
I'm convinced that Jalen Hurts either one does not know who A.J. Brown is and needs to be introduced, or he needs contacts and can't find the man. He can't see downfield. There is no reason why A.J. Brown should not be getting fed the ball. We'll have to get Ian on as our local Eagles correspondent and figure out what the hell is going on over there.
Yeah, if this continues, that would be really surprising because he was great last year. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and I think it was the same situation last year where it took a while for Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown to get on the same page, and eventually they started to click.
He's going to start reading that book again.
Yeah.
Remember when he read that book on the sideline?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I do. Now that you brought that up, I remember.
Start cracking the books open, AJ. Let's figure this thing out for the fouls. Really tough loss.
Some notable scores for Tom. Lamar Jackson, 26 points. Devon Achane, 22 points. Jamar Chase in a game where Joe Burrow went out in what, the first quarter?
I'm not sure, but I'll take your word for it.
And Joe Burrow is going to miss the next 3 months with toe surgery, but Jamar Chase had 29 points with Jake Browning throwing him the ball most of the game.
That's crazy. I totally missed that.
Jackson Smith and Njigba had 14 points, and Javonte Williams had 21 points. And I'm trying to see... Looking at Matthews, the only real surprise on Matthews' team was Roma Dunze had 27.5 points on the bench for Matthew, but I don't know that I would have started him against Detroit and with Caleb Williams throwing him the ball, so can't really blame Chez for that.
Yeah, and I would think he's probably a flex spot too, and that's where. The fouls actually performed relatively well. The starting wide receivers, Say Flowers and A.J. Brown, not quite pulling their weight. More so A.J. Brown.
This is the team that the Cracker Barrel CEO has been hoping to build for decades. A high-powered juggernaut. You know, if he can keep this up, it's going to be really hard to say this is not Tom's year. If Tom ever had a year the way he started, it's this year. Tom's team from top to bottom is very good. I worry about the depth in his bench as the season continues. But, I mean, this starting lineup for Tom is very strong.
It sure looks good this week. Javonte Williams.
Don't worry, I'm going to wipe the taste out of his mouth. Don't worry.
Javonte Williams, starting running back for the Cowboys, getting 21, and that's his second really good week in a row. So kudos to Tom for actually starting him. It'll be interesting to see if he can also keep that up. But let's get to our last game, Rando.
Yep, I'm ready when you are.
We got the Real Americans taking down Altman and Sons Incorporated. I think Altman and Sons was probably the league favorite going into the season simply because of all those goddamn draft picks. He falls to 0-2 to start the year. 99.5 loses to the Real Americans 102, who are 2-0, tied for first in the East.
I want to let you know something, Johnny. This game, as of 2:30 on Sunday, was heavily in my favor. I had a major, major lead. And Eric at 2:28 p.m. was already waving the white flag. He said, fantasy's not looking good again. All I got is names, no heart. And I said, relax, buddy. A lot of football to be played. And I said in all caps, heart, Eric. You got to have heart. And boy, did Altman and Sons have heart. They came back and made this a nail biter.
And I think it's appropriate that the leg of Brandon Aubrey really led that charge, putting up 23.5 points.
23.5 points. And Jonathan Taylor having a 28-point day. I mean, CeeDee Lamb having 15. Eric, I was so confident at 2:30. I was like, I got this in the bag. I can stop watching football. And nope, I had to watch those two Monday night games because I had players playing, and it was a close one all Monday.
Who did this game come down to? So Mike Evans on your side?
Mike Evans and Omarion Hampton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you texted me this morning about the tie, and I thought it was your game. And I was like, damn, did those guys really not put up any points? And then I saw that, no, the Olifants stormed back for the fucking tie, which is so annoying.
But yeah, and he also had, trying to see, he had
some duds. I mean, Joe Burrow in the starting lineup only getting 7 points.
Obviously, yeah, Joe Burrow injured, played one quarter.
That's, how do you feel about that aspect of fantasy football? Players hurt mid-game. That sucks. You don't get the backbone. I don't know what you do about it. It's all gambling.
I don't have a good fix for it. But
you hate to see it, though.
It's a risk you take every week. Yeah, it's a bummer when you lose a game, and it's
you lose a game like this. Like,
yeah, you lose a close game, but in the early weeks you can afford it.
Absolutely. I think this is still a team to fear going forward.
But I'm shocked. I mean, as happy as I am to be 2-0, and contrary to what ESPN says, because it's based off scoring, which I don't want to hear, I'm tied for first in the East.
Yeah, I want to hear
I'm second in the East.
No, I gave you the tie.
First in the East. Soon to have sole possession of the East. We'll get into that later. But I'm shocked that Altman and Sons, 0-2, third in the West. I mean, we were all high on Altman and Sons.
Yeah, and I'm still pretty optimistic about them going forward. 3 points out of Breece Hall. Well, I guess, I don't know, because he has been one of those players that's been up and down. So maybe unfortunately, week one against the Steelers for him was, more somewhat of an outlier, and he's going to go kind of roller coaster all around the points
I did season, ask but... Eric what his plan was going forward at quarterback, because I was willing to part with Jordan Love. And I think for now, Altman and Sons, they're going to ride with Kyler Murray.
Wow. And he got 13 points this week, yeah. Kyler Murray. So, okay. Interesting.
It would have won him the game.
Yeah.
Barely, yeah, but it would have won him the game.
That's a tough loss, but I agree. I think we're still pretty optimistic about Altman and Sons.
John, while I'm texting our first guest to get him on here, any what were you most surprised about in week two?
Most surprised? I mean, honestly, this game. I was shocked that Altman and Sons could lose this game of all games, because you are, I feel like, notoriously only show up two games a week or two games a year. And I guess, do you think you've shown up for your two games already? Do you think this team's winning more football?
You know, John, I was not high on this team when we went into the after the draft. I think I said at the beginning, I just wanted to play spoiler. I was here just to have fun and enjoy the ride. But if I can get it through week three, then I think this team is going to be here to compete.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
And Randall, John, not to cut you short here, buddy.
Yeah.
We got a transition here. I have our first guest in the lobby.
Ooh, calling in on the Tacoma line.
Okay, calling in on the Tacoma, Washington line.
Let me get him in here to talk some SRK. Let's talk some SRK. Let's do it.
SRK.
Bring him in here.
Let me get him in here. Let's hit the admit button.
Give him the intro, too.
He's got to turn his mic on. Matthew, good day, buddy.
Hello.
Oh, we're John, Matthew didn't know we don't use cameras anymore, but it's okay.
Oh, God.
It's okay, Matt.
Okay, see ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Matthew Chez, owner of The Technical Fouls, here on the line to talk some SRK with us.
Matthew, how you doing?
Hello. Good. How are you both?
Oh, not too bad. Where are we headed this year again?
Heading up to Boston.
Are we still doing that?
I thought we canceled it. Aren't we going to Detroit? Everything was refundable. Headed up to Boston, Massachusetts. I'm excited.
Chez, how are you feeling looking down this SRK?
I'm feeling great. I don't know if you guys saw great weather coming up. It's going to be like...
I didn't even check.
High 70s and sunny every day.
Nice.
I'm excited to check out Boston. I've really not spent any time there, so looking forward to that. I think we have good game day plans, so I think it's going to be a good trip. We have a good shot at winning the game, too.
You're feeling optimistic about the Steelers?
Yeah, I'm optimistic all around.
I hope they leave Caleb Johnson at home. I'll never forgive him for it. He's dead to me. I don't care what he does the rest of his career. He's dead to me.
No, you got to feel bad for the kid. How old is he? Like 22 years old?
He's a professional athlete making millions of dollars. I don't want to hear you're a rookie. Didn't know there was a live ball. At every level of football, it's a live fucking ball.
All right. No, fuck him. He's dead to me too. Chez, what's going? What needs to go in the suitcase? Give us your top five must bring items on this SRK.
All right, top five. Number one, your patch. Yes. Do not forget that. You cannot buy a new patch in Boston. That's the most important thing. Everything else is, we can work through and manage. Second, you gotta go with your jersey. If you're someone like me, I don't keep my patch attached or sewn on the jerseys. I swap them out every year, so gotta have that. That's two items from my perspective.
Absolutely,
so that's one A and one B. Let's see. Number three, sunscreen. Randy, guys,
ooh, great
it's gonna
call.
Be sunny all weekend. Gotta have sunscreen.
Matthew, I stand by it. I don't believe in it. Never have. Never will. But it's a good. you fair skinned individuals, you need it.
There you go.
All right, number four, what do you have for us?
Someone should bring a CPAP machine as backup for Tom in case he forgets his, so that we have to listen to him snore.
Are we putting him with Ian again and giving Ian all the whiskey he wants?
Sounds like a great plan. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm all for it. We've how many? Oh, well, continue, Matthew. What's your fifth?
Fifth, I'd say, an extra t-shirt or two. Like I said, it's gonna be hot all weekend. You might want to do more outfit changes than you're planning. So that's my plan at least.
Ooh, okay.
I like that. And I'll tack onto that, some extra underwear, whatever you're wearing, boxers, briefs, man thongs like Randy. I think like Chez said, it's going to be in the upper 70s. You might want to change out a few times.
See, I always overpack for these trips. I always bring a checked bag. I always overpack, and I always think there's going to be more outfit changes than there really are.
Wait, so do you bring a checked bag and a carry-on?
Oh, damn right.
Are you doing that for this trip?
I thought you were driving this time.
No, I'm flying in with Johnny. I'm part of the Thursday crew, getting ready to be there, sitting in the North End, waiting for you on Friday for cannolis and coffee.
Yeah, we bullied him out of driving on Thursday.
Nice. That's a good call.
Yeah. I'm glad. Didiano called me. He said, hey, do you really want to drive? I was like, if you want to do it, I'll do it. And he was like, no, let's fly. And I'm like, okay, great. Perfect.
I think as someone who has made a similar drive before, we did Providence, Rhode Island for Curtis's wedding. I definitely recommend flying.
Speaking of Curtis, any update? Are we going to be graced by Curtis's presence?
Ooh, I don't know. Chez, have you heard?
Ooh, I have not heard anything lately. No, it's more, I just talk to him whenever we like let him know over the summer we're going to be coming up and let him know the weekend. But I haven't texted him about any detailed plans or anything now.
for those of you that aren't paying attention to the Discord, Kyle Chaffa will not be on the trip, apparently.
What the hell? That's crazy. That's
what I heard. He had something come up. I don't know what that was. I don't know what could be more important than the SRK. But, yeah, I heard Kyle will not be attending.
He really fooled us by actually showing up last year. Because last year, I think we all were pretty much set on him not actually coming.
He teased us.
And then he teased us, and then he said yes this year. And we said, all right, I guess he's in. And then pulls the old bait and switch.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Newborn baby.
Yeah, you got a baby. Yeah, I'm sure that's
Victoria's been traveling, and who knows?
Who knows is right. Chez, what are some things you're most looking forward to? Or Randy?
I'm looking forward to just walking around North End. Everyone says it's a nice town, nice part of town, so I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited for our dinner reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Both places sound like they'll be really good.
You a big fan of Italian multiple nights in a row?
You know, I wasn't, but then I saw Saturday. That place has a daily risotto special.
Ooh,
I'm already looking forward to that.
I didn't know there was so much anti-Italian sentiment in this group.
No, I'm just saying it's two very heavy meals.
Randy's going to be protesting Columbus Day while we're there. No one wants to go to Italian two nights in a row. It's crazy.
Hey, when we go to Bricka for the first dinner, just don't get whatever house wine they bring you. Don't get it. When I went there with Tom goes, "Oh, I'll have the house wine." And the guy brought it, and we got the bill, and it was $40 a glass, and Tom had six of them.
Oh, $40 for the house
whatever
wine?
Special house wine they were pouring, Tom. He had six of them, and they were $40 a glass.
Six glasses of wine, Tommy.
I said, Tom, for that, we could have got a whole bottle.
Just get the bottle, buddy.
We could have got the bottle and saved $120. It was,
yeah, really?
Yeah. But, so I've been to Bricka with Tom, and it was fantastic. It's one of the best meals I've had.
I'm really looking forward to that, and you and I got Mr. H on Thursday night to kick us off.
I'm excited, Tom, to see if Mr. H lives up for round two, if it lives up to my expectations, because when me and Tom went, it was awesome.
I'm really pumped, because it's like an Asian fusion kind of place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a fancy Asian kind of place, yeah.
I love it. Well, you did me so right by taking me to Best Friend in Vegas. I think I texted you this. I will follow you anywhere. You don't have to tell me a thing about it. I'm there. Yes. I'm realizing though, we got dinner very well scheduled. Do we have any other activities in mind? I don't know really what there is to do besides like history shit and drink at old taverns. I guess that's fun.
So when me and Tom were there, we did the, I always want to call it the Trail of Tears, but I know that's not what it's called. What is it? The Freedom Trail?
Freedom Trail.
Yeah. So the Freedom Trail, there's like a red or blue line painted on the ground of like the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And you just follow it, and there's all sorts of bars, cemeteries where like Paul Revere's buried, John Hancock, all these different like sites, and you just continuously walk, and it goes, I think, from like up near where me and Tom stayed up kind of towards like Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And takes you all the way basically to the North End. I think it ends at Paul Revere's house.
Okay. All right. That sounds and, lovely.
I know the cemetery where Sam Adams and Paul Revere and all them are buried. The guy that did the tour when me and Tom took it said it's the only bar in Boston where you can stare at a cold Sam Adams while drinking a cold Sam Adams.
Oh man. All right. Well, that sounds good. I think that'd be fun. Chez, what do you know about Boston? You said you haven't really been there.
That's pretty much all I know too. I did look up some bars and stuff kind of around our hotel that I think are on the Freedom Trail. And then, yeah, I think there's just like little I don't know, history type stuff along that way. There's a couple of food halls that aren't super close, but, you know, walking distance to the hotel that I saw we could do.
Okay.
That was kind of the rest that I saw.
Well, my only time in Boston was for Curtis's bachelor party, and my flight got delayed on the way there, so I ended up just, like, meeting them out for drinks with my book bag, which was the only luggage I had. And then with the expectation that we were going to go back to the hotel. Well, we never went back to the hotel. We went from there to a dispensary, had way too many edibles. Then he took us to a cigar and whiskey bar, and I'm high on my goddamn mind, smoking a cigar, which you both know is not my favorite activity to do, and then, like, drinking, like, the driest fucking red wine that they have, because I'm not drinking fucking whiskey all goddamn night. And I have my fucking book bag with all my clothes in this cigar bar, and we have to walk, like, 2 miles back to the hotel with my clothes that now reek of cigar. And it was a tough first night in Boston, I'm not going to lie. But overall, it was an awesome trip. But yeah, excited to go back. Chez, we are not going to take up too much more of your time. Any parting words before we see you in Boston?
I don't know. I just, you know, everyone, I look forward to the weekend. I hope everyone is too, you know. All I'll say, my biggest regret of any S4K trip is stopping Randy from knocking Tom's ass out in River North Chicago. So if it comes to blows this time, I'm not intervening, Tommy.
Good.
We'll run it back. I love it. I lied. I want you to make speed picks for this week, Rando. You got a pen and paper handy?
Yep.
All right, Chez, first game, Iron City Oliphants versus Sid Scott Jeans.
The losing streak continues. I think the Fonts got it.
All right. Ooh, okay. Next up, Cracker Barrel CEO versus the Real Americans.
Gotta go with the underdog, Real Americans.
Yes.
Taking them down.
Let's go. Taking them to
3-0. If you're not with me, you're against me. I like it.
No one in the Beast starting through. Or no, I guess you'd be 3-0 then, Randy.
Yeah. That's
okay.
You'd be the leader in the Beast. Running Fools versus Oink. The battle of the exclamation point.
Ooh. I'll go bounce back week for Oink.
All right. And then lastly, your game, Altman and Sons Incorporated versus Technical Fouls.
The Techs. We're not scared of the Altman and Sons 10,000 picks they had this year. We have some lineup changes, you know, that I need to make and get through. Those are ready. So I think we can get the first one in the season.
Well, I'm glad one of you will. Chez, thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure, and we'll see you in Boston, buddy.
Looking forward to it. See you guys.
See you, Matt. And with that, Johnny, I give you guest number two. Hang tight second. We're gonna admit him. Hang tight, Brandon, Johnny. Let's
you get got this with the producer audio shit down pat. Let's go. And Rando, tell us who guest number two is.
Oh, I'm waiting for him to unmute here. Hold on 1 second.
Probably in the lobby too long and left.
Oh, here he is. With us, Johnny, we have a former league champion who was wrongfully excommunicated from the league. I give you Austin. Sorry. I give you Dr. Austin Ramsey.
Bring him back to
thank
the
you,
league.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, Ramsey, what's up?
Abhorrent behavior by the league. not too much. Just getting pumped up.
Welcome back, buddy. Glad to have you on.
Thank you. Yes, now a long time fan, second time caller.
Second time on the show. Okay, not too bad. Mm-hmm. We gotta pump that number up. But
awesome. Was the last time you were on the show when John was in
Kenya.
Africa?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you were. I think you and Miranda helped me edit it and produce it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that is right.
I couldn't figure out how to get it done, and you and Miranda saved the day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, big time.
And I think that's still like our most listened to episode. So.
That was a very good episode.
The one episode I just went completely AWOL and off the rails.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, right now I got another trip this year. If you want to do a solo week and take over. Take the reins.
Solo episodes just turn into me and Tom doing our best imitation of Two Bears, One Cave.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably better as a one-time thing, huh?
Yeah, I like it better as a one-off. Oh, I don't know. Hey, but if it gets the people listening, maybe.
We'll see what the emails say. Ramsey, how are you feeling about this upcoming SRK?
I have no idea. I actually wasn't even aware that we were doing the pod again until Randy texted me, and I didn't even know that the Steelers regular season started. But I was just on Google Gemini for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And wow, what a game we have coming up. There are at least 4 players to watch on either side.
That's crazy. Who are the 4 players?
That's plenty. You can only look in one place at one time, right?
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
It's at least a whole game's worth.
Well, did you at least know that that SRK was next weekend or this coming weekend?
I did. It was either this coming weekend or the weekend after that. Yeah.
Weekend after SRK, Austin, me, you, and Miranda are going to see the Sandman, Adam Sandler, in D.C.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if you know that.
No, but that's great.
Wait, when is that? When is that again?
Not the weekend. Not this weekend. Next weekend.
Which next weekend. What night, though?
Saturday.
Ooh.
Oh, damn. My sister is randomly coming in to DC for the weekend, and Alexi and I are going to be there Friday night.
Oh, very nice. You know what, John? I was going to say I'm going down Saturday morning, but if you're going Friday night, maybe.
We can kiss at the what's that terrible interchange on 76?
Breezewood.
Yeah, we can kiss in Breezewood.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect. Hey, Breezewood.
I forget what I was going to ask Austin, but go back.
I'm just so excited. I have 4 players to watch, at least on either side.
Oh, Austin, I do have a question for you. As far as I'm concerned, you're all squared up with me for the party bus and the hotels we're going to divvy up later. But any update? We haven't heard from Ian. Any update? You, Ian, and Anthony are in a pod this year for seats.
Oh, do I get to break the news?
Ooh, sure. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So we have a good plan.
Okay. Good.
So
I'm intrigued by this.
We're going to stack a tower of us as starting with the sturdiest on the bottom, which I have to say that's most likely going to be Ian. And then we're going to have Anthony next. We figured that he has like a good balance between like lower body strength, upper body strength, uh-huh. You know, he's got some balance too.
Yeah.
And basically they're just going to hold me up and I'm going to try and relay to them the best that I can hear from inside. And yeah, that's no tickets, bud. No tickets. We're just going to stand on each other and try and suss it out from there.
Okay. Okay. I like it. We got tickets.
We locked them down.
All right. I was concerned.
What? You don't think that we would have got the tickets, huh?
No, I believe.
Rainey has so little faith in everyone else.
I do.
That's fair.
He didn't believe that I was going to make it to Vegas. He didn't believe anyone else was going to buy tickets. Bull in a damn china shop. You were with those tickets, Rainey. It was just. I wake up and the next thing I know we have fucking NFL tickets.
Get over it. Get over it. I got us the best deal we could, John. $267. No one else paid $267.
That's correct.
what were your tickets?
I'm sure they love hearing that.
Hey. Yeah, I feel bad about it now. I didn't
No, don't.
It's okay. We'll coordinate a little bit better next year. Ramsey, have you been to Boston before?
Boston, no.
Are you looking forward to it?
I don't honestly know.
I'm not totally sure how I feel about it either.
Dude, Yinzer accent's rough? Wait until you hear the Boston accent. It's I giggle every time I hear it.
I'm not going to enjoy talking to these people at all. I know you will, Randy.
Me and Tom were having a field day. We went near Faneuil Hall in Boston. There's a Sam Adams, like, it's not a brewery, but they have like a big Sam Adams, like, microbrewery and like just big bar and food and all that. And me and Tom sat there. We talked to a guy, Adam Danforth, from some part of Boston, the thickest Boston accent I've ever heard. He coaches youth hockey and would not stop talking to me and Tom about hockey.
Is it, I have to ask, so is the accent contagious? Are you going to be mouthing off?
No, see, I can't do it. I don't do a good Boston accent.
Oh, that's very interesting.
That's never stopped me before from doing an accent.
This is going to sound very homosexual. When me and Tom were there, we went to a Christmas market together in like the evenings.
I've been to a Christmas market with Tom. You know what we did?
You guys did acid and shrooms or something. Me and Tom just walked around like two lovers buying chocolates and gifts. And I kept yelling Tom's name. And then a couple like people came up to me. They're like, oh, what part of Boston are you from? And I'm like, I'm not. I'm from Pittsburgh. And they're like, oh, it's the way you say Tom.
Tom.
Like, oh, Tom.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man. Ramsey, I have a list of random questions I've been trying to ask people each episode, and so far I've mostly forgotten to do it. But since I have you here, what's the hardest part about living with a girl?
Hardest fucking hair in the shower.
Dude, it's crazy. All the hair in the shower.
It's just a lot.
And yeah.
I don't think that drain pipes were designed to handle that either.
And there's,
or my wife sheds a lot.
No,
she has an underlying condition we need to diagnose.
Oh dear.
The amount of hair in the shower is, it makes you wonder. It's like it makes me in awe of like how much hair we actually have on our heads.
Yeah, how does it grow back that fast?
That you're losing hair at that rate, and it's,
there's no bald
you can't
spots
even tell.
Like on her
nope.
head.
Exactly. All right. Well, good answer. What are a few things that people need to remember to pack? What are the top? We did top five earlier. Just give us the top three packing items in your opinion.
Oh fuck. Top three?
Yeah, we had a normal packer, on as our previous guest, and you're I would say our lightweight packer. So
yeah, that's that. Okay.
So if you give us
I mean,
top three,
you gotta have your lucky strikes.
Yep.
Oh, Austin, don't worry. I have a plan for you, buddy. We're going to make sure we have our pregame cigs.
Okay, good. So you've got your lucky strikes. Well, it's Boston, SRK in Boston. They're probably pretty hardcore, like, revolutionaries up there. So any kind of, like this is the one weekend we want England to be our like, you know, we want to like pay homage to the grandfather, the father state.
Yeah. I'll hail the king.
So, you know, just really put them in their corner and then let the Steelers, you know, punch it in there.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So I'll write down English attitude.
English attitude.
And vibes.
Right. That's about all we could bring. Yeah, so you got your lucky strikes, your English attitude. And don't forget your socks.
There you go.
Never can go wrong with socks.
That's right.
John, I want to add a couple things real quick to the list.
Okay, what do you have?
Every year someone forgets Tums. We're 32 years old. Someone bring a giant bottle of Tums.
Costco.
Is this where we hear about Italian for two nights in a row again?
I was going to bring it back up, but yeah, we're eating Italian two nights in a row. We might as well have some Tums. You got me eating lasagna two nights back to back. I'm going to need it.
At this age, Randy, I don't know.
Also, if you're someone that has a bunch of mouth ulcers or stomach ulcers, like Tom, bring some.
He does bitch about that a lot.
Bring some mouthwash, maybe. Make sure you bring toothpaste. Maybe bring an extra Prilosec in your bag. I don't know what to tell you.
Is Prilosec, is that what you take for mouth ulcers?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with heartburn, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
Austin, also for you, I don't know what kind of snus or what kind of chew you're using these days. But if you're like me and you're a Copenhagen mint fan, I had a hell of a time trying to find it in Boston. So bring an extra roll.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I gotta get my extra roll down.
Load up.
Trying to think. Oh, yeah, awesome. Randy, I got
you're our ultra Packer. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, yeah. That's not much of a light Packers list there, Randy. We will think about Tums way later.
Well, no. Yeah, I'm not bringing Tums with me. I can't. You can't fit that. awesome. Oh, what's the over-under? How many lobster rolls is the SRK crew going to consume on SRK Boston weekend? What's the over-under? What are you setting it at?
In total or on average?
Just what do you want to set the over at? There's 11 of us going, so.
I'd say let's go total.
Okay, total.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's do cumulative. Yeah. And I would say roughly 25.
25, okay.
So we have two, and there's a few that go for three.
I think everybody wants some go back for more.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of good lobster rolls in Boston. When me and Tom were there, I had three, actually.
Goddamn.
That's actually what I had every day for lunch. I had a lobster roll.
Ugh, I'm looking forward to this trip. I think we're going to eat good on this trip.
They were good.
Eat good? What does fucking New England, what does Boston have food-wise?
A lot of seafood. A lot of seafood and a lot of Italian.
I suppose.
Seafood
and Italian. I know so little about Boston. Awesome. How fucking far away are we?
Some of the best goddamn cannolis I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
If you like Italian pastries, you're going to love the North End.
So there's also just a lot of Italians in Boston. We're eating Italians tonight. Got to get the cannolis.
I know the North End. Mr. Haley told me absolutely under no circumstances are we supposed to call it Little Italy. It's the North End. He said you will piss off locals.
Yeah, but every other city calls it Little Italy.
Yes. Yeah.
What's so special about Boston?
It's the North End. I don't know.
You don't want to bother the locals. Can't disturb the locals. Unbelievable.
When have I ever worried about disturbing a local?
Oh, you know what we have to do now? We have to get a local to yell Tom's name at him so we can compare it directly to how Randy yells Tom's name at him.
Oh, give me a couple beers deep. That's easy. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. But now we got to get a stranger to do it, and that could be hard.
Austin,
I don't know. If anyone can do it, I'm sure it's Randy.
You have any historic sites you want to see? Like, I'd love to go see where the Boston Tea Party took place.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think that'd be
just in the harbor, right?
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
There's what like an old wooden ship we can tour
in Boston.
The Boston Massacre, wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, that could be a good one.
They shot some fellas in the square. I bet we'll be able to see the square where they shot some fellas.
Right, I need to go to a Boston's history site for beginners because you know I didn't grow up here. I hardly received an American education.
we lost Austin. He'll be back. He'll dial back in. But listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure marijuana is recreational in Boston.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's a fact. The kid's back. You hung up on us.
Yeah, I don't know why it kicked me off.
It's all right, Steen. It's all right.
Well, glad we got you back because we want you to do some speed round picks for us before we let you get back to your night. Have you had dinner yet, by the way?
No, I haven't, but Miranda's not here. She's floating off in Alaska, so.
Okay.
Wait, she's back in Alaska?
Yeah, what do you mean back?
Wasn't she just there with her family?
She's there now with her family.
Where was she just at?
They're in Juneau right now.
No, she was in Europe, wasn't she, or?
That doesn't sound right. Could be right, but I don't know.
Where was she just at with Lauren?
Maine. No,
Peru.
Peru. Yeah, that was two trips ago. She's flying off the handles this summer.
My lord.
Yeah.
We got to put an ad. She's got to send everyone her location. I don't like her gallivanting like this. And
that's what I mean. Or at least a fucking postcard, you know?
Take a spur of the moment trip to Vegas, and who do I run into? Miranda. This woman's all over the goddamn map.
Seriously. Carmen's in San Diego.
All right, let's get to the picks. All right, first up, Iron City Oliphants versus Sid's Got Jeans, who is Didiano.
Okay. East round, I am going to have to go with whoever has the booty for this one. John, I'm going to give it to you.
All right, you're taking the fonts.
Iron City Oliphants.
Next up, Altman and Sons Incorporated versus Matt Chez's Technical Fouls.
Oh, man, that would be quite the battle. I'm going to have to give it to the Technical Fouls.
Okay.
I like it. Tom's Cracker Barrel CEO versus Randy's The Real American. Tom versus Randy again.
Both 2-0. Both 2-0 going into SRK weekend.
Oh, wow. Got to give it to the booty. It's going to be Randy.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right. And lastly, Running Fools. That's Brian versus Oink, who's David.
Gotta give it to the booty. That's David.
That's David. Let's go. I love it. Doctor, the doctor has spoken. Thanks for joining us, Austin. And we'll see you in Boston, buddy.
See you there.
See you in Boston, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, you have it, John. That's a lot of picks for the Real American here. I'm liking it.
I liked how we did that, and we're getting pretty close to an hour too, so we're gonna go through these pretty quickly too, Rando. We'll save your game.
Call it like
last,
you see it,
obviously.
John. We don't need to dive into the specifics. Call it like you see it.
That's right. I'm not looking at the full box score this week. We're just looking
John,
at the
John, I've
highlights.
Said it before. I don't believe in these projections. I believe in the man behind the curtain.
Yes. I say that all the time.
Yeah, hey, that's a Wizard of Oz reference. I know you had to have
known. Of course.
What that was.
Yes, everyone
does.
And
I don't believe in the projections. Like I said, championships weren't won on paper.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go with your heart here.
All right.
Where do you want to start, baby?
Let's do it. Let's start with the Iron City Oliphants versus Sid's Got Jeans. I'm sticking with the fonts in this one. I haven't picked myself all year. It's been a mistake because, you know, I got a decent team. Any given Sunday, all that stuff. I think Sid's Got Jeans is better. I'm taking the fonts, Randy.
I think I'm echoing the Technical Fouls when they were talking. I think Sid's Got Jeans. This losing streak continues. I'm taking the fonts. I think Matthew goes to 0-3 to start the year.
That's actually bad news. All four of us picked me. That's not good news for the fonts. We'll see how it goes. Next up, the Battle of the Losers, Altman and Sons Incorporated versus the Technical Fouls. Man,
someone's getting a win this week.
And it's both two teams that I really like for this year. I think Altman and Sons Incorporated is a little bit deeper. I'm rolling with them. But boy, do I feel bad for the Technical Fouls if they start 0-3.
This one's a tough one, Johnny. This one tugs at your heartstrings a bit. But I can't root against the man. It's an SRK weekend. You know he's going to be chirping. I'm taking the Technical Fouls over Altman and Sons.
Let's go.
I think like the Technical it. Fouls get one on the board, and yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, now let's get to the battle of the exclamation point, bowl. We'll figure out a name for that. The 1-1 Running Fools versus 1-0-1 Oink. Man, I guess the Fools have the momentum. Can they keep it up? I'm going to say no, Oink gets to 2-0-1. I think they got a really good squad. The Fools, also really good, a little bit older. I think they're falling to 1-2.
Wait, you took who? Sorry.
Oink. Did I not say that?
You did. I was reading. I think I'm going to piggyback with you. I'm going to go Oink. I think...
Nice.
You can't go against close personal friend Josh Allen. I think Oink has it. And, hey, prove me wrong, Running Fools. Prove me wrong.
Unfortunately, that's the only member who is not going to be at SRK. Is that a bummer. But
oh, you know what? I didn't even consider that. You think that's an advantage? No distractions?
Oh, gotta be. Should we switch picks?
You know what? I'm thinking about that. No distractions. David's actually off in San Francisco. Torrance.
He's got a busy week. He's got a busy week, and he did not bring his Xbox, and it's driving me up a fucking wall, Randy.
Oh, you know what? Don't force your friends into joining a dynasty and then not take your Xbox with you on vacation if you're going to hold up the whole dynasty. David, I'm just kidding. I love you, buddy. I'm enjoying the dynasty. You know what? I'm not going to change my pick, but I do think that does give Brian an edge for no distractions. He's at home. He built most of his deck, so you know he's not out doing that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to switch my pick. You're taking Oink. I'm switching my pick. I'm taking the Fools in this one. I think all the signs are there. He just bought a house. He built a deck. He's having a kid. He's, like you said, he's got no distractions this weekend. I think he translates that into a win. So I am switching. I'm taking the Fools in that one. And that brings us to, Rando, our game of the week.
The game of the week, baby.
Cracker Barrel CEO versus the Real Americans. Yet again, SRK weekend. How the fuck do we do this every time?
I love it. I love it. It's destiny.
Oh, man. This is a tough one. Because obviously we all want Randy to chirp all fucking weekend. So we want it to be close. I don't know that it is going to be, though, because Cracker Barrel CEO, they got a hell of a team. Stupid name, hell of a team. I'm rolling with them. They got a 3-0. Real Americans are respectable. 2-1 in the Beast.
Did you hang up on me too, buddy?
I'm right here.
Oh, my bad. It went dead quiet on my end.
Did you hear me make my pick, though?
Yeah, you're picking Tommy.
All right. You're up, buddy.
You're dead to me. Look, John, I said it earlier. If you're not with Team Rando, you're against Team Rando, and you become public enemy number one of the state. It's all right. If you're not with me, you're against me.
I'm taking the Cracker Barrel CEO.
It's all right. I don't blame you for it. Tom's team is hot. They're scoring a lot of points. But I don't believe in these projections. 126 to 103. But if you look at the matchups, you got Baltimore. Here, let me go back to this box score. You got Baltimore against Detroit, who looked great this weekend. You got Jahmyr Gibbs against Baltimore. Devon Achane against Buffalo. Buffalo's defenses look great. Jamar Chase against Minnesota. Again, who the hell's throwing him the ball? Jake Browning? Can he have a repeat performance of this weekend?
Oh, good point.
I'm trying to see. Trey McBride. I think it kind of depends on how Tom tinkers with this.
Yeah, he is going to tinker.
Here's the difference between me and Tom, John, in a nutshell.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm going to set my lineup, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to let my talking just do it for me.
I'll let my talking do the talking.
Randy, I'm going to let my talking do the talking.
That's right.
Tom is going to overthink it in typical Tom fashion.
Uh-huh.
This game means more to Tom than it does to me. Tom needs this win more than I need the win. And Tom is going to do what Tom normally does, and he's going to butt fumble this one, and the Real American is going to walk away victorious and secure my rightful spot as number one in the East.
I bet the last time you went 3-0 was in fucking high school.
I couldn't tell you the last time this me and a fantasy football team went 3-0.
You'll have to look that up for us for next time, because I hope it happens. Yeah. We all hope it happens, but
I think I'm gonna be in Tom's head all week. I don't see how Tom doesn't overthink this.
Do we know your record against Tom in previous weeks?
So I know for a fact when we were in Charlotte, That game I had, was that a...
I feel like you lost that game. It was close, but I think you lost.
Was that a game to get into the championship, or was that the first round of the playoffs?
Maybe the last game of the year, and it could keep Tom out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, I know I lost that, the that game. That was like October. Charlotte. No, that was my birthday. It was like December 15th.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That might have been playoffs. That's crazy.
And I know I lost to Tom that one. And I'm trying to think, did we play in Vegas?
I think you did. I don't think you've won one of these matchups against Tom on SRK weekend.
I'll have to look. I'll do some deep dive and see if I can get us some historical data. But
yeah, let us know next time. I'll make a note of that. We'll look that up.
I'm intrigued. I don't think it's happened as many times as we think it has, but since we've been doing the pod, it's happened a handful of times. But I'm sticking with it. I'm never gonna count myself out of the fight. I thought about reverse jinxing him, but I don't think I need to this week. I think Tom is gonna do what Tom typically does and overthink this.
Tinker Tom versus Talking Randy. I'm excited to see it happen. This has been a Super Fantasy Football Show. We will not be back next week. We're taking next week off, and then we'll be back the following week. And until then, I'll see you in Boston.
Take us out, Glow City.